Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
The TSA is modern-day Nazis.
Whoa. Oh.
I'll just say that.
That's an aggressive stance out the gate. I was not expecting that.
I will say that.
Whoa.
They have not prevented any kind of hijacking or anything like that by stopping us from bringing water on any flights or my freaking Diet Pepsi.
Or your liter of cola. Like, I don't want a large Farva. I want a liter of cola.
On my trip to Las Vegas, my energy drink that I had to pound before I got on the plane.
It's like, oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, come on, dude.
See, that's
it's a
the
sealed
part.
Freaking energy drink. Let me bring it on the damn plane. It just bothers me.
Okay.
What do you really think?
Wow. What made you feel this strongly today?
Well, it's not about something I care about in particular. This is the, you ever seen Thor Ragnarok?
Yes.
There's a point in that with Jeff Goldblum where he's actually saying, what do I always say about this person? Da, 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 da. And the woman responds with, she's trash. And he's like, were you just waiting to say that she's trash? That's kind of how I am with the TSA.
Yeah, like, okay.
You can be just like, the TSA, like, they're trash. And you're like, oh, because I don't care about this particular one because I don't really like peanut butter. I'm peanut butter agnostic. I don't like it. I don't hate it.
Okay. Like, you're indifferent on peanut butter.
Like if you bring
I like
Reese's
peanut
pieces,
butter.
I
Reese's
love
pieces,
peanut butter.
I'm cool with that. Like, but you will never actively see me seeking out peanut butter ever.
Okay.
Peanut butter's good.
It's peanut fun. Butter is good.
And it's not cheating because it's your dog.
Exactly.
Wait, what?
Road trip.
Yes. I'm not getting that from road trip. I've heard too much.
Nope.
We've all heard too much.
Shout out DJ Qualls.
Yeah, that's a deep cut.
Yep. Again, a movie that definitely it would not get made today. 100%. Holy crap.
See, we say that a lot about movies, like, oh, that movie can never be made today. There's some pretty aggressive movies that are being made today, though.
Like what?
Have you ever seen, the TV show The Boys is one. Like,
it's doing it on purpose.
Well, I mean, so was Road Trip.
So was Road Trip.
Well, I know, but like, you...
I mean, they put Tom Green in the movie.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Like, there's always one episode every year of The Boys.
Yeah.
Where it's the whole purpose is to go sideways into the cliff.
God, what is the movie with the kids? And it's something like The Boys or whatever.
I think it's The Boys.
Good Boys.
Good
nope.
Boys?
Good
no?
Boys. Okay. It's Good Boys.
There we
is
go.
That the
that where the
Superbad ripoff with the kids?
Yeah. Okay. That movie for, like, these kids are like 12.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, whoa.
People don't forget.
It reminded me so much, so much of my childhood in a lot of different ways. But it was like that movie, that would be one where in like 5 or 10 years, it's going to be like they couldn't make that. I mean, little kids dropping F-bombs like it's Bad News Bears in that show.
It's great.
I mean, yeah. But that got made in 2019.
It's true.
I think there's only, I think what we're seeing, though, is so few people are making those movies now. Because that's like a Seth Rogen movie who's making.
Judd Apatow.
You know, Judd Apatow and Seth Rogen are the ones that are going to be making those aggressive movies. Like Seth Rogen does Sausage Party.
Yes.
Which that kind of falls in line.
Again, they've made
so
much money that they don't care. They can afford to do that.
Yeah.
But in general, yes. The idea of that is pretty much gone.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But back to TSA and how much they suck.
Okay. Yes.
They have now clarified peanut butter is a liquid.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter is a paste. I would classify peanut butter as a paste.
So here's
that fair?
Enough.
A yeah. spread.
Regardless,
a spread is what it is because it's edible. So it's a spread.
Regardless of what you've classified it as.
Yeah.
There is an actual, like, chemistry breakdown of what peanut butter actually is, and is technically a Bingham plastic or a subset of non-Newtonian fluids.
Peanut butter is plastic?
Technically a Bingham plastic.
I don't know what that means.
Is that why we got all the microplastics now?
But the TSA considers the nut spread a liquid.
Okay, the term nut spread makes me uncomfortable.
But it is unrestricted if it is in a sandwich ingredient. So this is like one of those things where it's like, you could have the spare parts to a bomb, but if you put it in the bomb, it's totally fine.
So it's 3 ounces, right? That's what we can bring on 3 ounces of liquid, which is, so stupid. So if I put 3 ounces of peanut butter, 4 ounces of peanut butter between two slices of bread.
They're going to check the sandwich?
Am I good? Because they're saying the sandwich would be like, I love peanut butter.
So I can take on a PB&J, but not a jar of peanut butter.
Yes.
To make a PB&J on the plane.
That's right.
Okay.
All I'm hearing here is that the terrorists are trying to make peanut butter bombs.
Well, we don't know. We don't know yet. Are they?
Peanut butter shaped or made to look and smell and taste like, or I should say plastique.
I am very upset.
Made to taste like peanut butter.
There was,
a
guy with the shoe bomb.
The shoe bomber, yeah.
Who now makes us take off all of our shoes. And there was an actual bomb in that shoe.
There has been a change. It is coming to airports near you.
All right.
The new scanners, you get to keep your shoes on. I didn't, you know what? I might have buried the lead on this when I came back from Las Vegas.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
There are scanners now in airports. They're not at every line. So you remember the one that you stand up, put your hands up,
yeah.
And there's the boop, boop, and goes around you?
Yeah.
There's another one of those.
I call them the Busta Rhymes ones.
Yep.
Do-do-doom, doom, doom. Put your hands where my eyes can see. And then we get straight Buck Wylin. It's the place to be. Okay?
But the new one makes it so it gets your shoes, too.
Yes!
So I went through one.
Now we're talking.
And number one, it was quicker. I didn't have to put my hands up, but it was also.
They should make you put your hands up as just like a. I mean,
right?
It's probably like.
It's on my day.
Well, next step will be the belt. Can I quit taking off my damn belt?
You need to take nothing off going through the one that I went through.
Oh. Well, hey.
I started to put stuff, take everything out of my. They're like, you can empty your pockets if you want, but you don't need to take anything else off. You can go.
That's what I'm talking about.
I usually go through, I'm usually basketball shorts, t-shirt, hoodie, hat, sunglasses, and then either flip-flops or Crocs.
All right.
On my fly. And I went to
You can keep those stinky feet to yourself, sir.
Look, man, I have this thing where, number one, my feet are very clean. Number two, I am grossed out every time I have to remember that I have to walk barefoot through that scanner.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, oh, man.
This is gnarly, dude.
But I hate socks on planes.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wait.
You know what I hate? Other people's stinky feet on planes.
My feet don't stink because they breathe.
That's right. That's like every person that says, I don't snore.
Such, like, no, this is decorum.
My feet don't stink.
I don't want to see your feet.
You don't see my feet because I stuff them under the seat.
Nobody wants your bare feet on that plane.
Nobody sees them.
They do.
No, well,
they do.
To be fair,
you think you're like the kid who puts like their hands over their face, like you can't see me. I didn't do anything wrong.
No,
it's like, you know, we can see.
99% of the time, it's Crocs.
I can see you, caveman.
I've gone flip flops a couple of times, but it's almost always Crocs over the last 3 years.
Barefoot on a plane is not
Crocs. That's not barefoot.
Gross. But you just said you take them off and you put your feet underneath the seat.
No. I keep them in the Crocs, but I smash my feet under the seat.
I think the story has changed.
No,
Russ, ruling. I feel like this story has changed a little bit.
I said I smash my feet under the seat, not like...
We went from being barefoot to now we have the Crocs on.
No, the Crocs are on.
All right.
I take them off to go through the scanner.
Okay.
Which...
That
part of it's gross. I don't like it.
Now, here's a different take on this. Vancouver Ford Tech Center, I'm surprised it's not banned just for the allergy reasons. That is very true. Look, like, if you're in tight quarters like that, and you got somebody with a severe peanut allergy.
That makes sense.
It doesn't.
That I can get behind.
Somebody could die.
The number of things.
I saw horrible bosses.
Okay, look. You may hate it, but guess what? You know what else you can bring on a plane? Shellfish. You know what people have deathly allergies to? Shellfish.
Well, yeah.
They have shellfish restaurants in almost every freaking airport in this country.
Yes, but you shouldn't be bringing fish. This has been well established. Again, you should not be bringing fish.
Oh, we were on a plane one time.
On an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was coming back from Hawaii, and yeah, right after that, you know, buckle your seatbelt sign came off. This guy got up and grabbed his cooler, and it was
that
awful.
Is
again
so awful. Disrespectful to everybody on that plane.
It was so horrific, and he was just right in the was in the row immediately ahead of us, but it took over the entire cabin. It was
did you
bad.
Say anything?
Well, I mean, what do you? I mean, no.
You just pull it really.
Didn't even go passive aggressive. Huh?
What are we doing here?
I needed a couple of bowls of loudmouth soup, and I didn't do it.
Oh man! Wow. Ugh.
But yeah, the TSA has said peanut butter is a liquid. We said what we said, and they have since been.
Said what we said. They did. Was that in the statement?
Yes.
Peanut butter is a liquid. We said what we said.
And then they got hit with the notes on Twitter.
Ooh.
Three different ones from like three different libraries about the classification of what peanut butter actually is and it not being a liquid. Again, the subset of non-Newtonian fluids. But under ASTM Delta 4359-90, it is classified as a liquid, not a solid.
I disagree. Hard no. What is TSA based in Indiana? Because we know this, that these Indiana folks are very loose with what they call different foods there.
It's true. I'm surprised that peanut butter has an ASTM rating.
I don't know what an ASTM rating is.
It's for all materials. It's your, like, if you work in an industrial building, you've got your safety index that has every liquid or potential thing in your building listed and how it needs to be properly stored according to OSHA, which we're worrying about how peanut butter needs to be properly stored according to ASTM.
Hmm.
I mean, let me see. I bet you that there is an actual,
get out of here with our ASTM ratings.
Yeah. It's more for the grades, apparently. That's what a lot of it comes from, is the grading of peanut butter.
Okay.
Because it depends on like what it's being used for.
How many uses are there for peanut butter? Like, are we sitting there like, this is peanut butter cup grade peanut
Again,
butter?
It's not cheating because it's your dog.
This is chunky peanut butter.
I'm going to page number 3, which has our grades of peanut butter.
What's the gross one that has the oil on top of it where you have to like mix it up yourself?
Yeah, those are like the natural ones or something. Yeah. Or I forget the term, but yeah.
That just, it's too much work.
I remember what the term is. It's called that peanut butter I don't want.
Mm.
All right, so there's actually a grading scale.
All right.
Do you want to hear the peanut butter grading scale? The factors that go into it? Color, consistency, absence of defects, and flavor and aroma. The color accounts for up to 20 points, consistency 20 points, defects or absence thereof 30 points, flavor and aroma 30, that goes up to 100 points. A U.S. grade A or U.S. fancy is the quality of peanut butter that has a good color, good consistency, and practically free from defects. Has a good flavor and aroma that has uniform dispersion of any added ingredients and scores not less than 90 points when scored in accordance with the scoring system outlined in this subpart.
God, everything that you just said just validated that there are too many people in this world that are trying to justify having a job.
Yes.
And whoever wrote that.
Brother, there is 11 pages on the classification and grading of peanut butter.
What would you say you do here?
So, quick little peek behind the curtain here. When I was in the Air Force, I helped co-author an anti-terrorism force protection methodology and research book, I guess, 737 pages.
Okay.
That was 10 times worse than this.
Oh.
Like, so I'm familiar and very fluent in government BS, and this is tremendous stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of thing where looking at this, like, they have a test score sheet for peanut butter in here and what it actually looks like and how you're supposed to grade it. It's absolutely in the grading of the lot and analysis for water insoluble inorganic residue and salt. I mean, A classification, B classification, substandard classifications, and what fails and what grades. Like,
no.
Again, the peanut butter like on this. The freaking plane.
What's a peanut butter defect? A question on the Vancouver Ford text line. I think like an almond being in there. Maybe that is your defective peanut butter is this jar says chunky and it is smooth.
Based on, you know, science.
That's right. That guy's like, yo, based on science, I stuck my finger right in that thing and it wasn't chunky at all. It was smooth. Went right down to the bottom. Didn't see one peanut in that whole thing.
Absolutely incredible.
Defective.
So there you go. There's your hot peanut butter talk.
It's hard.
TSA.
Finger couldn't even go in there. Defective.
How many drops do you want me to try to get out of those last couple statements?
That one I need. I need that one clean. Mm-hmm. That last one especially.
God bless America.
It's too smooth. Finger right in there.
Got to grease that hole up.
Stop!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.